Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Emily from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Emily, how are things in Atlanta?
Colder than I'd like, but good otherwise.
Really? What happens when it gets cold in Atlanta?
It has nothing to do with how cold it is in Chicago, but...
I understand.
People stay indoors and drive erratically when they go out. The fear of snow.
Emily, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Emily's topic?
It's an animal with a built-in fanny pack. How cool is that?
Who doesn't love kangaroos?
No one.
No one. Exactly. Thank you. You win our prize. No. They jump from place to place. They have that awesome pouch. They even know how to box. This week, we found out that kangaroos are more than just cute and fun to play with. They can actually improve our lives. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about how kangaroos are beneficial for all mankind. Only one of them is true. Pick that true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
First up, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
Al Gore wants you to get a kangaroo. Global warming is no laughing matter, even when it's due to cattle flatulence. In New Zealand, bovine and ovine methane is responsible for 50% of the greenhouse gases released into the atmosphere. Whether a cow passes gas loudly, also known as tearing beef, or demurely emits an SBD makes no difference. The carbon cheek print of livestock looms dangerously large. And that really stinks. Now comes word that kangaroo farts contain no methane due to a special bacteria found in the animal's stomach. Scientists hope to isolate the bacteria and transfer it to cattle and sheep. Getting a kangaroo to stop hopping long enough to fart into a nurse's cup may be the biggest challenge. If successful, one day we'll all be able to oblige when a cow says, "Hey, pull my hoof."
Trying to make cows digest like the kangaroos do to reduce global warming. Your next story of marsupial mitzvot comes from Kiri O'Connor.
The red kangaroo is known for its size, strength, and pogo power, but not so much for its cuddly side. But the undercoat of the white tummy of red kangaroos makes a material so light and soft it's been found to be ideal for padding the incubators of premature babies. It doesn't hurt the roos. It's good for babies. What could possibly go wrong? You try getting 6'7", 200-pound hopping mad symbol of Australia to sit for a tummy shaving. Worse than sheep, worse than goats, I'd rather fight Evander Holyfield, said George Meyer, who keeps 20 roos on his ranch near Alpine, Texas. Meyer says it takes three strong men to pin down a moving madman marsupial and another to wield the electric shaver. Fast! And when it's over, he says they all look like they came out on the short end of a cage match, while Mr. Hoppy just looks irritated with a pink belly. Nevertheless, the ranch has donated material for 75 tiny incubator lion eggs.
Kangaroo tummy fur. Good for babies, not good for the guys who have to get it from the kangaroo. Your last story of how kangaroos are even cooler than we once thought comes from Roy Blunt.
The number one bestseller in Australia this week is a book called... I have to pronounce this carefully. Kanguru. That's K-A-N hyphen G-U-R-U. Hopping cozily into wisdom. Its message that human nature can be radically improved by deeper appreciation of kangaroos. The author, Caitlin R. Brody, points out that kangaroos have managed to thrive through drastic climate changes and human encroachment on their natural habitats because they are so capable of physical and also mental and spiritual leaps and bounds. Of all large mammals, says Brody, kangaroos are the most intuitively adaptable and the most psychologically secure. It is no coincidence, she goes on to say, that a kangaroo spends the first year of its life in the best of all possible worlds, a warm maternal pouch that is also an amusement ride. Brody recommends a series of human mother-infant exercises involving snugglies and trampolines.
So let's review your choices. From Mo Rocca, a story of how if we can only introduce the bacteria from kangaroos into cows, then global warming will be cured because kangaroo farts are just so much better. From Kiri O'Connor, the story of how fur from the belly of a kangaroo is just the thing for little preemie babies. But you got to get it first. And from Roy Blunt Jr., a new book that teaches us all to gain happiness by living the way a kangaroo does. Which of these is the real story of kangaroos improving our world?
You know, I'm going to have to go with the kangaroo flatulence.
Why are you going to have to go with that?
Global warming seems to be on everyone's mind, and I have a soft spot for Mo Rocca as well.
So. Oh.
Ooh, and I'm wearing cashmere right now.
Oh, I know. Ooh. All right. Well, you chose then Mo's story because you have your soft spot for him. So let's bring you the real answer. And to bring it to you, we spoke to famed animal expert Jack Hanna.
And I'm sure I go chase a kangaroo and smell a fart. I don't care what researchers say. I don't know how a researcher knows what a kangaroo fart smells like unless it's a kangaroo in a zoo, because you're never going to smell a kangaroo fart in the wild. I can guarantee you that right now. You can't be within 100 yards of
them. What does the smell of the fart have to do with anything? I'm not clear.
No, but you know, because the kangaroo farts and wants to not be responsible for it, so it pops away real quickly.
Who's that? Yeah. Oh, wow, he says.
Oh, wow, man.
Emily, congratulations. You got it right. Mo's story was, of course, the real one. You have both earned a point for Mo just for being truthful and won our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't it, though?
It is extremely fantastic.
Congratulations, Emily. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks, Emily.
Bye-bye.
All to get the nap, tiny kangaroo down. Sport, tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down. Sport, tiny kangaroo down.